Your favorite tunes of the past. This is Oldies 104, Topeka.
Once again on oldies104.net, welcome to another edition of Rock House. As always, we are the internet show that's on the internet, because in the sterile environment of today's corporate radio, there's no terrestrial radio station capable of handling this show. So we're on the internet, and we're happy to be on the internet, because being on the internet means we can do whatever we want, and we can wear whatever we want. And that is the first subject of tonight's show. Our guest host tonight is Mark Dillman, a.k.a. Daddy O'Dilly.
This is the first time I've ever put together a playlist for this program where I almost ran out of time. So this playlist that you hold in your hands is fresh off the presses.
Well, I thought I smelled something a little different down here. it's that fresh off the press ink smell. Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to make a note here prior to our first record about how impeccably attired we both are. I've kind of got my pro real estate garb on today. Button down collar. Don't wear those too often. And this is I believe this is an Eddie Bauer shirt that I'm wearing. I can't remember whether it's Eddie Bauer or Lands End or what, but I'm pretty happy with the shirt. I always wear it when I'm worried about trying to impress somebody. And not that I'm not worried about impressing our listeners. But speaking of impressive, now the last time you were here, this brings up something that I forgot to take care of. You were wearing some Waffle House t-shirt.
Yeah, the official Waffle House t-shirt. Yeah, yeah.
And how did you get that?
Wafflehouse.com, then go to shop.
You can't just go to a Waffle House gift shop?
I haven't seen a gift shop in a Waffle House restaurant, honestly.
Well, I know there's one right off the turnpike.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
We should find out.
That's the only one in our area.
Yeah, probably the only one north of the Oklahoma-Arkansas border,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, last time you were wearing a Waffle House t-shirt, and that reminds me, I meant to get three of those. One for me, and one for my daughter, and one for my son-in-law, but I didn't. I just failed to do that.
It's not too late.
This last, well, as opposed to Christmas gifts, I guess they could be Valentine's Day presents.
Or even Kansas Day gifts.
Kansas Day gifts, correct. Waffle House t-shirts. What could be, what says Kansas like Waffle House?
I didn't realize until just an hour ago that we're opposite the State of the State address by Governor Kelly, and so I feel bad about that.
Is that tonight?
That's 6:30 tonight.
All right. Well, all I got to say about that is it's the same old state. And we, as always, have fresh material for you on Rock House.
Yes, we do.
And we have, okay, we're still on the subject of dressing up, and tonight, Daddy O'Dilly, as those of you watching on video can see, is wearing a Deke Dickerson Echophonics t-shirt. American Roots Music, what? Superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That he is. As well as, is that an NRA ball cap?
No. No, not me.
Oh, NWA.
Yeah, and that can mean two things, too, but this is the original National Wrestling Alliance, the original logo of the original umbrella organization for professional wrestling promotions.
Okay. Other than that, it could stand for Nubians with Attitude.
Yeah, there you go.
Nihilists with Attitude.
Yeah.
They're nihilists, Lebowski. They believe in nothing. Okay. Well, we've probably talked more than we're supposed to talk for the complete duration of the show. We're here for 3 hours. We're here till 9 o'clock tonight on oldies104.net.
And I've got a playlist that'll fill up 3 hours.
You got a playlist that just won't quit. But before we get to the actual playlist, here's what we could call a Rock House bonus track. Only instead of ending the show with a bonus track, we're going to start the show with a bonus track because you're wearing a Deke Dickerson t-shirt. We're going to start with a Deke Dickerson selection.
From a very recent single. It's a split single between Big Sandy on one side and Deke Dickerson on the other. And Deke's song, this one's called Get the Gravy Hot because it's going on my potato.
All right, your dinner time special from Big Sandy and Deke Dickerson.
That old boy say, go ahead, son.
Get the gravy hot because it's going on my potato.
The true Missouri hillbilly that Dick Dickerson is. You know, his adventures on Facebook are really, really worth anyone's time and trouble. Recently, he was trying to get his tween daughter to not eat so much.
Yeah.
So while he took her out to eat, then he was explaining how head cheese is made. And apparently that put a deterrent in her appetite. It's working.
I can see how that would be the case. Okay, that's from a new 45 on the Sleazy record label?
Yeah, that's from Spain.
Spanish sleaze.
Hey, Spain is the rockabilly capital of the world these days. They've got the biggest festivals. They're putting out the most records.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious. And bringing the most Americans over to play over there, it's really quite the scene.
Well, okay. This says it was recorded, mixed, and mastered by Maximo RB at Holler's Analog Studio. But this is released on a Spanish label.
Correct, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's a Big Sandy, Deke Dickerson, double-sided 45 smash hit.
Yep, a split single.
Make a Little Time for Jesus. I guess, should we play that side?
Sure.
Is this a religious program?
Well, you know, we could have a weekly feature called Put Your Hand on the Radio.
All right.
And play something inspirational.
Starting a new feature on Rock House. It's time to put your hand on the radio. Doesn't matter whether it's the right hand or the left hand. Just make sure that the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. To quote a little scripture. See, I can do that. Here we go.
Make a little time for Jesus throughout your busy day. Have a little talk with Jesus. Take the time to pray. Take a little walk with Jesus and you'll surely see. If you make a little time for Jesus, he will set you free. Make a little time for Jesus, set the world aside. Take a little time for Jesus, let the sun inside. Take a little ride with Jesus, he will free your soul. Make a little time for Jesus, he will make you whole. Then you clap your hands, he raise them to his joys. Then you stomp your feet, you make a joyful noise. Make a little time for Jesus, he will ease your mind. Take a little time for Jesus and you're surely fine. Take a little time with Jesus if your heart is true. When you make a little time for Jesus, he will make a lot of time for you. Take the time to pray. Take a little walk with Jesus and you'll surely see. If you make a little time for Jesus, he will set you free. Then you clap your hands, and you raise them to rejoice. Then you stomp your feet, and you make a joyful noise. Make a little time for Jesus, he will ease your mind. Take a little time for Jesus and you'll surely find. When you make a little time for Jesus, he will make a lot of time for you. Make a little time for Jesus, he will make a lot of time for you.
And you're listening to the show that will always make time for you, that being Rock House. And that concludes our first episode of a new feature on Rock House called Put Your Hand on the radio. That's Big Sandy singing, right?
And see, Big Sandy and his Flyright Boys will be performing at Clear Lake, Iowa at the Surf Ballroom at the Winter Dance Party, the annual tribute show to Buddy Holly. And we'll be getting more into that later into the program.
So we have some Winter Dance Party music coming up.
Oh, you better believe it. And some promo spots recorded by Buddy Bopper and Richie.
And something else we might want to get into is they've released the list of this year's inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Did Link Ray ever make it into the Hall of Fame? What did they do with that?
Well, the Rock Hall did induct the record Rumble into its Record Hall of Fame last year and brought up the Ray family for a really big splashy ceremony for that. So they did the next best thing.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there were people at the Rock Hall who really are batting for Link Ray.
Right. Now, I didn't bring any Link, but I've got, well, I did bring Link.
There you go.
We could play a cut from that.
There you go.
As sort of a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame defiance gesture.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you pick one from this CD then.
Okay.
But our first artist tonight, as we get into the official content of tonight's edition of Rock House with Daddy O'Dilly, our first cut is by who?
This is Percy Sledge. Everybody remembers his hit song, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Michael Bolton remembers it well.
And also we want to say hi to my wife, Cindy Dillman, who's watching from Alabama right now. Melissa Baumgartner in Meriden. And, Cindy is watching at Gulf Shores, Alabama. Now, Percy Sledge had the big hit with A Man Loves a Woman, and this is a 4-CD set that contains everything he recorded for the Atlantic record label, and we're going to generously sample some really great songs from this tonight. The first two songs we're going to hear are You're Pouring Water on a Drowning Man, and I believe James Carr did that song too, didn't he?
Sure did.
Yeah. And then Thief in the Night, which is a really good one. Percy Sledge, many of his 1960s records were recorded at the Norala Sound Studio and the Quinvy Studio, both in Sheffield, Alabama. They were produced by Quinn Ivey, and they were accompanied by many of the same musicians who regularly recorded at the Fame Studios in nearby Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
In fact, one of the songs of his that we're going to hear later, I think, was written by one of those Muscle Shoals guys.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Okay. So, before I sneeze, let's get the music.
Okay.
You're in the middle of a Percy twin spin.
Yeah.
We are persolating tonight on Rock House.
Percy said, told his producer, I want to do some up-tempo stuff like James Brown. And he says, Percy, look, You're my friend, so I'm going to tell you the truth. You're a ballad singer. We'll do some up-tempo numbers, but mostly what we're going to do with you is going to be ballads, because that's what you're good at, and that's true.
So, yeah, I can't really hear Percy Sledge doing something like Papa's Got a Brand New Bag.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
Percy was a lot more laid back than that.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, let's keep going with Percy Sledge then. What's our next selection going to be?
The next one is called A Thief in the Night.
All right, and it's, when was this recorded? In the
1966, likely.
Okay, well, I remember this because I think it might have been on his first album or something like that. Yeah, okay, here we go. Okay, more Percy Sledge. Was that one written by Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham as well?
You've got the book there. You might want to check on that. I don't know who wrote that.
I was actually looking for some session notes.
Oh, they're in there. They're in there. Yeah.
And I noticed that he recorded a version of Life's Little Ups and Downs.
Oh, my God. That is a heartbreaker. The Charlie Rich song.
Yeah.
Yeah, written by Charlie Rich's wife.
Oh, is that who wrote that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we might want to play that.
Yeah. Margaret Ann Rich wrote that song, and it is just a heartbreaker.
And I was just noticing in some of the liner notes here to this great box set that you brought in that the guys, Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham, were unanimous in their utter disdain for country music. In fact, they even identified it racially. They said if it was white, we weren't interested in it, period. But Charlie Rich, now there's a guy with soul.
Yeah.
And that song that I hope we can play later, I've heard a version of that by a guy named, I think it was Ricky Van Shelton.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Ricky Van Shelton.
I don't, I don't really listen to country at all, even though I used to do country radio way back in the day when country sounded like country. But, boy, that one makes the hair stand out on the back of your neck.
Yeah, Ricky Van Shelton. I loved Ricky Van Shelton. He also recorded at the Dark End of the Street, too.
Yes. Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, he did.
I did not know that.
Yes, he did.
Now, that's it. Did Percy ever do that song? That's another James Carr song.
Yeah, it could be. It might be in there, yeah.
Well, we'll look. Okay.
No, when Ricky Van Shelton was recording stuff like Life's Ups and Downs and Dark End of the Street. I says, man, I'd like to go through this guy's record collection.
You bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On one of his albums, it shows an old rusty pickup truck, and it says, in my entire life, I have never spent more than $500 for a vehicle.
Well, he sounds like the kind of guy who could buy a $400 truck
yep.
and keep it running for 10 years.
That's right.
So, anyway, speaking of country, we do have sort of a country crossover act coming up later, I see. A guy named Thumper.
Yeah, Thumper Jones. So, that last name's a giveaway.
And we've got, we've got some people coming up who at one time would have influenced country
mm-hmm.
or perhaps been influenced by it.
Mm-hmm.
Country, of course, has evolved into a very unappetizing, mutated version of its former self. It's sort of the country they listen to now is to real country what hip hop and rap are to soul.
Yeah.
I mean,
good comparison.
It's just, you know, an ongoing 21st century mutation, which is the reason why some of us just can't wait to die.
Hello to Randy Steele from Lubbock. How you doing, Randy?
Lubbock, Buddy's hometown.
That's right. Randy Steele was a good friend of the late Bill Griggs of Buddy Holly fame.
And we're going to be getting into some Buddy.
Oh, Barb Goodman here in town is listening tonight. Hi, Barb.
Good for Barb. Hi, Barb. And did you mention we are now being heard in three different countries?
Yeah, actually, we've got listeners right now in Australia, Canada, and here in the good old USA.
As well as your wife is in Alabama.
Yep.
Which is almost another separate country.
That's right. At one time it was.
Speaking of which, we have a guy from Louisiana.
Yeah, this
some
is...
people say Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Is almost a separate country. You know what I forgot to wear tonight? We were talking earlier about your Waffle House t-shirt. I forgot to wear my LSU ball cap.
Ah, okay.
I've actually had an LSU ball cap for many, many years. And I could be wearing that right now in celebration of their awesome football victory.
That's right.
Anyway, Link Davis?
Yeah, Link Davis was from Louisiana. This guy was really strange. At the flick of a wrist, he could switch from rockin' saxophone to country Cajun fiddle. He was reported to be just a completely carefree guy, lived for the moment, and smoked more marijuana than anybody had ever seen before. And his music and life was well documented on a CD on the Bear Family label, which just... just some amazing music. But here's one of the tracks that he recorded for the Starday label called The Grasshopper Rock from the 1950s.
Is that when this guy was active?
Yeah.
Is he still around?
No, he's long gone.
Okay. So you might say he's, to borrow a phrase from Cheech and Chong, he's gone up in smoke.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Now let me very carefully start this so I don't make it skip on the turntable.
Okay.
Here it is. Grasshopper Rock.
Grasshopper, don't spit that juice on me. Look out, grasshopper, don't spit that juice on me. Get out of my orchard and let my peach tree be. Yeah, hop, grasshopper, hop. Fly, grasshopper, fly. Hop, grasshopper, hop. Fly, grasshopper, fly. If I know that don't get you, the turkey will get you by and by. You can eat my lettuce, tomatoes too. Spit your juice anywhere you choose. Have a ball on the pretty green grass. Eat while you can, cause it ain't gonna last. Hop, grasshopper, hop. Fly, grasshopper, fly. If another don't get you, the turkey will get you by and by. Corn. Jack Frost will get you just as sure as you're born. Hop, grasshopper, hop. Fly, grasshopper, fly. If another don't get you, the turkey will get you by and by. Yeah, hop, grasshopper, hop. Fly, grasshopper, fly. Hop, grasshopper, hop. Fly, grasshopper, fly. If another don't get you, the turkey will get you
Well, there's lots of radio shows. There's lots of dance steps. But only Rock House dares to do the Grasshopper Rock. From the Daddy O'Dilly Files, a guy named Link Davis. I guess Link was probably short for Lincoln.
Yeah, probably was.
That's how a lot of people get that.
Certainly in the case of Link Ray.
And you'll be picking out a cut from the Link Ray Robert Gordon
double
CD at some point. But where is Link Davis from in Louisiana? Did we talk about that?
Oh, I don't know. Want to say hi to Crystal Jones. She's watching here in town. Maybe she can do the Grasshopper Rock.
I bet she could.
Tyler Baumgartner is checking in from Ohio. And Russell Behrens is listening to us in Lawrence. So hi to all of you. Keep them coming in, folks. We like having listeners.
We do. And listeners like having us. Let's Google up Link Davis. Oh, there he is. Look at this guy. Woohoo!
He was crazy.
He was born in Texas, it says.
Okay.
Born in Sunset, Texas on February 5th. So we have the Link Davis birthday coming up. Now, wait a minute. Sorry. Cancel that. He died on February 5th, 1972. Born July 8th, 1914, in Sunset, Texas. Let's see what else it has to say about him. It does say he was involved in recordings of Western swing, hillbilly, Cajun music, rockabilly, rock and roll, and blues, either as the main artist or the session musician. I'm trying to find out what label he recorded for.
Well, he was on quite a few, and I think he was on RCA, too, at some point.
Oh, here's a picture of the Grasshopper Rock on the Newcraft record label. Look out, Grasshopper, don't spit that juice on me. That's coming out of my smartphone.
On YouTube, huh?
Yeah. On the Newcraft label. What does this say? Try to get this turned off here. I think I'm going to be listening to this for the rest of the... I can get stuff started on my smartphone. I just don't know how to stop it. What's it say down there below Newcraft?
I don't know. I shut it off.
All right, well, we're going to bring it back. It's like double... Oh. I was going to say double Hooter special. I think it's a double header special.
Okay.
Yeah, what an interesting character. This the stuff on Wikipedia makes no mention of his pot smoking proclivities.
Oh, the liner notes on the Bear Family CD discusses it in considerable detail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is interesting. As many of these Louisiana guys as I've been aware of, from the Texas State Historical Society is kind of claiming this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Link Davis, Big Mamu, here's on one on, this is on Columbia, I think.
Okay.
Big Mamu, referring, of course, to a town in southwest Louisiana. That's definitely Cajun Zydeco territory down there. Okay, well, we're going to have to, oh my God, they've got a list of details on tracks, stuff like Big Mamu, Pretty Little D-Don, Lafayette Wedding, actually that would be pronounced Lafayette Wedding.
Lafayette.
Port Arthur, Time Will Tell. I bet this is on Bear Family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a CD.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll hear some syncopation on some of those tunes that just... It's just unreal.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're making slow but steady progress through the playlist here. Slower more slow than steady, I guess. But speaking of Louisiana, just throwing one guy here, because he's got a new CD coming out. And he is one of the last living first-generation rock and rollers. Talking about Warren Storm.
Yeah.
Here's something he had out on the Nasco record label in 1958.
If I had wings like an angel, over these prison walls I would fly, I'd fly.
would stay till I die. Lift my wife, my child, and dear old mother. When the judge sentenced me here to stay, it's so cold and so lonely in this prison. But for wrong I have done, I must pay.
He's widely anthologized as an Accello Records artist, and that's coming from a CD called Accello Records Volume 1. But the actual 45, which I found at a record store in New Orleans, was on the NASCO label, which was a subsidiary of Accello. Warren Storm, whose real name was Warren Schecksnyder. But he decided, when he was going to get a career in the music biz, to adopt a nom de plume, like so many people did back then. And he thought, well, Gale Storm's really popular these days, so I'm going to take that last name. Hence, Warren Storm. And the last thing we'll say about that is that he recently, I mean, he's still going strong. I've seen him down at Jazz Fest in New Orleans a couple of times.
Yeah, and we saw him at the Ponderosa Stomp in Memphis in 2006.
In 06?
Yeah.
Yeah, this dude, he's one, not only one of the last, of the first generation rock and rollers still alive, he's still performing. Still performing prolifically and almost promiscuously, I would say. I mean, he's hooked up with Yvette Landry, a Cajun Zydeco performer down in Lafayette, and he is just all over the place down there.
Yeah,
and she has kind of shepherded a new album from Warren Storm. So we'll be hopefully making a field trip down that way before too long and rounding that thing up. And so anyway, there's kind of a couple of selections featuring Louisiana music. And you could tell listening to the Prisoner song that he had that real strong Louisiana brogue.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't quite have that so much anymore when he sings, but he sure had it back then when he was young.
Back in the old days, there were people who barely spoke English in Louisiana back in those days.
Those parts, yeah. And that Prisoner song's an old song, too. I think it was someone named, some old country dude, I think Vernon Dahlhart or somebody.
Oh, that goes way back, yeah.
Wrote that and did it originally. I've got a version by Fats Domino. And that's a song that, like, all, you know, just about everybody recorded at one time or another.
I've seen a video of Clifton Chenier and his band playing live on the early morning news on TV in Louisiana, and really, this was a hour-long news, weather, and sports and farm market report done in French on a TV station in Louisiana. And for the live entertainment that morning, there, you know, 6 a.m. in the morning, here's Clifton Chenier and his red-hot Louisiana band. That's about as Louisiana as you could get.
Wow, and that's before things got so homogenized everywhere.
Okay,
well, now we're going to get back into Percy Sledge.
We're back to Percy Sledge. That was a side trip down to Louisiana. Now we're back in Alabama. We're going to hear a triple ripple here by Percy Sledge, some more of his early stuff on the Atco Atlantic label from around 1966. We'll hear two songs that did really well for him on the charts. It Tears Me Up, Warm and Tender Love, and then you're going to hear a really good version of him singing Elvis Presley's Love Me Tender. All those a triple ripple from Percy Sledge.
I see you walk with him. I see you talk. I see you kiss your lips, squeeze your finger tips. It tears me up. It tears me up. I feel like I'm dying. Oh, I must be dying.
when Buddy Holly had his fateful plane crash. I was just completing a sentence here on oldies104.net on radiostorm.com, just completing a sentence that I had started on my own Facebook Live page, and I was noting that Warm and Tender Love was recorded in Sheffield by many of the same musicians who were also known as being Muscle Shoals musicians, including Spooner Oldham, who helped write that song. Now, it doesn't look like Dan Penn participated in the recording of that version. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, no, it doesn't show him as being among the musicians there.
He was primarily a songwriter, though.
Yeah. You know, Dan recorded his own album.
Ah.
And I've played his version of that before on the show. I want to say hi to Rick and Randy, Bernie, and Steve, some of our local folks who are dialing in on my Facebook Live page tonight.
And hi to Tessa Elizabeth in Kansas City, Barb Goodman, Russell Behrens, Tyler Baumgartner, Crystal Jones, Graham Murray, Randy Steele, Melissa Baumgartner, Kathy Baumgartner, Cindy Dillman, Alex Green. Thanks all of you for listening here tonight.
You betcha. Some of the other notable musicians on this Percy Sledge album included Roger Hawkins, who was all over the place as a drummer. Some of these guys performed. Wayne Jackson.
Yeah.
Gene Bowlegs Miller on trumpet.
And they brought those guys down from Memphis.
Absolutely. Andrew Love on sax.
Yeah.
One thing I've always wondered about that very recording session and that particular tune, Warm and Tender Love, it almost has a gospel church-like feel to it. The chorus at the end, they sound like the voices of eternity set to music. And I'm just wondering who those people were. And thus far, I have yet to encounter anything about who they might have been.
Who, the background singers?
The backup singers.
There's a listing of some backup singers in there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, we'll get to that. Also want to say hi to Rich, who's dialed in tonight.
You know, that keyboard instrument you hear on these early Percy Sledge records, I really like. I think it's a Vox Continental, and I really like that sound. That's a great instrument.
Now, as we get ready for the next Percy Sledge cut, is this the same group? Was this recorded at the Sheffield studio?
Yeah, very likely, yeah.
Now, Warm and Tender Love is a single, was released in 1966, made the top 10 rhythm and blues charts, only made it up to number 17 on the pop charts. There's Matt up in Michigan. I'm glad Matt's with us tonight. What I wanted to say about Warm and Tender Love is two things. Let's see Michael Bolton try to record that one. Also, I did a wedding dance over there at the Governor's Row House. This was probably about 2002, 2003. By far, the coolest wedding dance I've ever done. These people, some of whom had come up from Mississippi, they were ready to go right away. And some of them requested something by Percy Sledge. And my friend Jim Turnbull, who was up there with me because he was with Governor's Row House at the time, he saw me getting out the CD. And he said, hey, hit him with Warm and Tender Love.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it was just one of those moments when everybody was so together, and it was just perfect for that night. And I'll always remember how the dance floor was full of people dancing slowly to Warm and Tender Love by Percy Sledge. And for a wedding dance, you know, you couldn't have a more appropriate tune.
That's right.
Because actually the theme of When a Man Loves a Woman is it's not all a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it talks about the pain rather than the passion.
Yep.
And Warm and Tender Love is all about the not just the passion, but the benison, the calm, the peace, and all that happens when two people are really together. That's got to be. I'm not much of a list maker, but if I were to make a list of some of my top 10 tunes, that would definitely be one of them. Warm and Tender Love by Percy Sledge.
Yeah.
All right, Carrie and Linda are now listening and watching. And they're watching you, not me, because I have the camera trained on you.
Yeah.
And there's Rebecca. I'm going to go ahead and turn this around for just a second. First of all, I want to see people, I want people to notice this dress shirt with the button-down collar thing there. That's Captain Real Estate there. And that's about all I want people to see of me for right now. So I'm going to flip it back around onto you. And you can talk about what our next Percy Sledge song is going to be here on Rock House. And I do want to say, hey, Linda, I do want to say, if you're watching on my Facebook Live, and I'm glad you are, switch it over to oldies104.net to hear it better on radiostorm.com. Mm-hmm. Now on to more Percy Sledge.
Nothing much to say, the fact that you'll recognize this song because Elvis Presley had a big hit with it, and Percy Sledge does a real fine version of Love Me Tender.
As we get into Love Me Tender, I'm going to wave to Laura and Linda and Rebecca who just tuned in. Now I'm going to switch it back over to you so you can wave. And we're going to hear Love Me Tender as interpreted by Percy Sledge.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
As Dizzy Dean might say, that's a pretty fair country version of. I don't mean to just jump completely off track here, but last week we were playing cuts from a Dewey Phillips CD,
right?
The Memphis Madman Dewey Phillips, and I noticed that his radio station also had Dizzy Dean, the actual Dizzy Dean, as one of their featured contributors.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that station ran a live baseball game every day with Dizzy Dean. Now, how cool would that be?
Well, that was back in the days when local television stations produced a lot of original programming. And, you know, it was just amazing. You know, that could have been the Memphis minor league team for all possible.
It might have been.
You know? And his station, WHBQ, was for many, many years an independent station. It didn't have a network affiliation on TV, so they could invest a lot of money in locally produced programming.
By the way, I noticed that Shannon Riley just dialed in on Facebook Live. We need to give props to Topeka Civic Theater, speaking of Dewey Phillips. 3 or 4 years ago, maybe more recently than that, I attended an awesome production at Topeka Civic Theater of that play. I think it was called Memphis.
Oh, okay.
Which basically dealt with the life and times of Dewey Phillips, a rock and roll DJ in Memphis who incurred the wrath of many because he integrated a show.
Mm-hmm.
And integrated cultural programming was something back then that was pretty controversial.
Yeah.
So I want to say hey to Shannon and mention again how much we enjoyed that show. But yeah, they had Dizzy Dean doing a ball game every day.
Well, Joe Garagiola, you remember him on the Today Show for years and years?
Yeah, sure.
He used to do the play-by-play on the local wrestling show in St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know?
Great.
Yeah.
Then I was also reading that Dewey Phillips got kicked off his TV show because of something that was highly lewd, lascivious, and inappropriate. He didn't lose his gigs because of racism. He lost his gigs because he was basically so crazy and wound up on stuff that he'd just go way over the bounds of anything remotely resembling good taste.
Didn't it have something to do with a life-size cardboard cutout of Marilyn Monroe?
No, it was Jane Mansfield.
Jane Mansfield, one of the blonde bombshells of the era. You know,
some very provocative antics on the part of a collaborator that he had who wore an ape suit, dressed up in an ape suit, and pretended to be fondling this cardboard cutout of Jane Mansfield.
Now, that's something Deke Dickerson...
So he got kicked off of TV for that.
That's something Deke Dickerson has done at his shows. He's got a guy dressed up in a gorilla suit running around in the audience while he's playing, and the character's called Cialis, the rockabilly gorilla.
Yeah. Well, and not too long after Dewey Phillips got kicked off TV, he got kicked off his radio show.
Yeah.
For similarly inappropriate antics, I guess.
He had his own separate studio because he was so rough on the hardware.
I can imagine.
You know, the other DJs could take care of things, but Dewey, he just ran wild in his own studio. Then they'd have to go fix it up after his show was over.
Well, and what this show has in common with Dewey Phillips is that this is a show that is dedicated to bringing you music that hardly anyone else would touch with a 10-foot pole, so to speak.
Right. And some of those people listening to this music include Tessa Elizabeth in Kansas City.
Yay!
In solidarity, Tessa. Jeanette Sanders McAllister, formerly of Topeka and now in Wisconsin. And my neighbor, Jerome Bernard, who can be seen playing at the, what's the coffee house at Farallon Plaza, Marshall?
That would be the Classic Bean.
Bean. Yeah. Yes. Jerome Bernard occasionally plays at the Classic Bean.
Is he in a band or is he doing solo?
I think he's with a group. Okay. And he's getting over bronchitis right now, last I heard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope you get over it fast.
Yeah.
That's just no fun. That is no fun at all. So now we're going to radically shift musical gears and get into an artist, as I said. Oh, yeah, Linda likes my shirt, by the way. Compliments on the dress shirt. An artist that when I was a kid, hardly anybody had heard of. Because in my day, suburban Topeka, nobody listened to country music.
That's right.
Except for maybe me. We were aware of Del Reeves' Girl on a Billboard and a few other select tunes. When the Beatles came out with Tiger by the Tail, the Beatles came out with Act Naturally.
Yes.
And I was one of the few that knew that was actually a Buck Owens.
Buck Owens, right.
But for the most part, country was considered not, what's the opposite of passé? Outré?
Outré.
Anyway, here's a guy that was going strong in the 60s. And what about this record that we're going to play by him?
Another one on the Starday label. There were a number of country guys who wouldn't be caught dead playing rock and roll music, but a few of them give it a try anyway because they were desperate to make a little money. And so this record is called Rocket, and it's by Thumper Jones. And after it's over, we'll tell you who Mr. Jones really is.
Now, I'm going to turn this way down, start the record, and hope and pray that I haven't bumped the turntable. Here we go.
Well, I'm going down to the Calvary, gonna bop to every song. I'm gonna rock, rock, rock my blues away. We'll rock 'em all night long. Don't I mean rockin'? Yeah, rockin', rockin', rockin'. Yeah, baby, when I'm rockin', I wanna rock it with you. Yeah, all I need is a rockin' song to drive away my cares. And when I do my rockin', baby, I wanna get my share. Lord, I love rockin', 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 rockin'.
There he is. Who is he?
That is the legendary Possum himself, George Jones.
George By God Jones.
Yep.
You remember the Star Day days.
Yep. You remember Buck Owens did some rockabilly under the name of Corky Jones, something like that.
And then similarly,
George Jones recorded some rock and roll, but not under his own name. This is Thumper Jones.
Well, you know, White Lightning was essentially a rock and roll song.
Yeah, oh yeah, my goodness.
It had a rock and roll attitude.
Oh yeah, Revenue Man and some others. That was dangerously close to rockabilly.
In fact, it was written by J.P. Richardson.
Right, written by the Big Bopper.
The Big Bopper.
Yeah.
And speaking to the Big Bopper, we're going to be getting into some Winter Dance Party artists who will be playing there this year, as well as paying homage to the artists who were playing there the year that Buddy Holly went down on the plane with the Big Bopper and Richie Valens.
Yeah. Now, before the program started, you asked me to select a Link Wray tune, and that's very fortuitous because a member of Link Wray's family is listening to us right now, Mona Tidwell. Hi, Mona.
Hi, Mona.
And I think you're back in the North Carolina area, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of Link Wray's relatives who are members of the Link Wray Fan Group, which I run on Facebook. So if you go to Link Wray Fan Group on Facebook and ask to become a member, I'll approve you.
And something you might mention to Mona,
yeah,
as long as they're tuned in.
Sure.
If they have not picked up the Oxford American Magazine North Carolina issue.
Okay.
It's got a very, very early recording of all the Wray brothers.
Yeah. Link, Doug, and Vernon.
Yeah,
yeah.
The North Carolina issue came out 2 or 3 years ago. This year was somewhat of a disappointment. By the way, South Carolina issue, but they didn't really have any artists on it that I'd ever heard of. Anyway.
Yeah,
but the North Carolina issue rocked out for sure. So pick up on that if you don't have it already. Well, okay, so I'm glad we have people in North Carolina. My cousin lives over there.
Okay.
She's in Clyde, North Carolina, not too far from Asheville. But now, more about Link Wray, less about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. On one hand, we are really glad that Rumble got recognized last year as a record.
Yeah.
This year, we haven't downloaded the top 20 list yet, but I guess the Doobie Brothers would be one group who you could say actually play rock and roll, as opposed to many who wouldn't know rock and roll if it snuck into their computer and hijacked their MP3 files forcefully playing itself on their computer.
Or if they chipped a tooth on it, you know?
Yeah, right. Okay.
But the one we're going to play tonight here was Robert Gordon and Link Wray recorded two albums in the 70s, and Warren Smith on Sun Records, and gosh, the other guy who also recorded this song, but it's Red Cadillac and Black Mustache from Robert Gordon and Link Wray.
We played Robert Gordon last week when we were doing the tribute to Jack Scott. His version of The Way I Walk is a thing of true fiery majesty. So now, what was it, a red Cadillac? What color of Cadillac was this?
Red Cadillac and a black mustache.
I think that's the same color of Cadillac that Jan Lloyd drove.
Okay, this is going out to you, Mother.
Been loving since I've been gone. Along the red coat on. Good for nothing, baby, you've been doing me wrong. Who you been loving since I've been gone? Dancing in the cavalry. He was strong and tall. He had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held you in his hand and he sang you a song. Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone?
Did you hear that incredible rhythm that Link was playing behind Robert singing? I'm telling you, that is just the best. Absolutely the best.
That's a true rock and roller.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Gordon.
Yeah.
Link Wray. I have a little update here from one of my Facebook friends, Jan Lloyd, who has shared this article. Pat Benatar snubbed by the rock and roll. She calls it Hall of Shame. We call it the Hall of Lame, but or Lame Shame. But yeah, Pat Benatar didn't get in. And of course, they put in...
At least she rocks.
Yeah. You give her a good song, she'll tear the head off of it. But not... let's see. No Dave Matthews. Now, I've never been a fan of Dave Matthews particularly, but I respect Dave Matthews and understand that, yes, he is a rock and roll performer. like Pat Benatar. The Doobie Brothers are in, which is okay. Nine Inch Nails, that's okay.
Oh, Carl would like that.
Yeah, my daughter would like that.
Yes.
Well, Nine Inch Nails, you know, we talked a little bit about Love Me Tender, which brought to mind the David Lynch picture, Wild at Heart, where the character Sailor Ripley, played by Nick Cage, said, "I'm only going to sing Love Me Tender to my wife." And then at the very end of the movie, of course, he was singing Love Me Tender. And Nick Cage did, very credible Elvis Presley, by the way.
Yeah.
But what got me thinking about David Lynch was the fact that Nine Inch Nails, who were so great in Lost Highway, got in. And Depeche Mode, yeah, I can live with that. T-Rex, I can live with that. But apparently, no Thin Lizzy. Apparently, no Motorhead. Apparently, no Todd Rundgren. Can you believe that? No Judas Priest, no MC5, no Soundgarden.
Apparently, Todd Rundgren used to frequently come to Topeka back when the video toaster was a new computer application for making graphics and videos. Apparently, he was tight with the guys who invented the video toaster. He had some videos on MTV that were made entirely with the video toaster.
Well, and that's something that went away, by the way, that I wish were still around. Music
yeah.
videos.
Another
even videos of musicians that I wasn't all that fond of. I enjoyed watching the videos.
Yeah. Another check-in here. Jerome Bernard says that this band he's in is called the Hope Street Band with Jerome Bernard, John Bryant, and Keith Campbell. So check them out on the coffee house circuit here in the capital city.
That's good to know. Yeah. They'll be at the Classic Bean when, or did he say?
Oh, I don't know what upcoming dates. You okay. can share that with us if you have it, Jerome.
Yeah. If you know, let us know, and we'll let everybody else know.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Whitney Houston got in.
Okay.
And you know what? Speaking of her, I just watched that movie about Clive Davis. Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
That's a good one.
Oh.
It gets into Clive Davis.
Oh, I need to see that.
Yeah, it's good. And I did not appreciate, was not aware of, the very close partnership he had with Whitney Houston
okay.
at various stages of her career, and how he and others tried to help her get over addiction, and it just didn't happen. So now we are moving on to Etta James.
Yeah, Etta, this is a wonderful new two
who
CD
did get
set.
Into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, yeah, and this is a wonderful new two CD set that has Etta James' earliest recordings. And so we're talking here about her West Coast period when she was on the Modern label. Some of her earliest records were made with Johnny Otis and his orchestra. And then a bit later, Maxwell Davis was the producer and arranger for her records and that came out on Modern. So we're going to hear a couple of them here and a couple more later. Maxwell Davis, I should point out, was a fellow Kansan. I did not know that. Yes, he was originally from Parsons, Kansas.
Parsons?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, okay. This brings up something else that's been one of my pet peeves. The state of Kansas does not ever recognize any of the many, especially with Black History Month coming up. We should do a Maxwell Davis tribute.
Oh, I can handle that. Let's put that together. I've got the music for that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that for sure.
Okay.
Because he was all over a lot of stuff on Aladdin.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Modern label and on the West Coast. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's this great stuff in that movie that Eddie Murphy just made.
Yeah.
About Dolomite.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got the Bihari brothers in it.
Oh, my God. Jules, Saul, and Lester.
I think there was four of them.
There was four of them. Jules, yeah, yeah.
The guys who had the Modern record
label. The Modern record label,
which
yeah.
is a very significant record label.
Oh, one of the best.
In the history of SoCal rock, rhythm and blues, and doo-wop. So anyway, yeah, okay. This conversation is producing results. A Maxwell Davis tribute coming next month to Rock House. Now, Etta James.
Yeah.
Hey, baby!
And Harvey.
What do I have to do to make you love me too?
You got to roll with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Roll with me, Henry.
Don't mean maybe.
Roll with me, Henry.
James Etta Hawkins, a.k.a. Etta James. And we have an Etta James birthday anniversary coming up. January 25th, 1938, is when she was born. And that, of course, was Wallflower, a.k.a. Roll With Me Henry, which was supposedly inspired in part by Hank Ballard's Work With Me Annie.
Work With Me Annie, yeah, yeah.
And this was recorded with... the Johnny Otis group, or not?
I don't know where the cutoff point is with Johnny Otis, and she was taken over by Maxwell Davis. I don't think she recorded with Johnny Otis for very long, though.
Okay,
but
so they, this
but
was...
all of that was on the Modern label, though.
So this would be... This would be not her very first record.
Yeah.
I think her first hit tune was... not Good Rockin' Daddy, but That's All.
Okay.
Was one that did pretty well for her.
Yeah.
And Dance With Me Henry became a hit for someone named Georgia Gibbs.
Yeah.
She kind of sanitized some of these things and was kind of a Gail Storm figure.
Yeah.
Sort of like a female Pat Boone or something.
Yeah.
But we got some more Etta James to cover here, right? You want to go to number six?
Let's go to Good Rockin' Daddy.
Is this also a modern record?
Yes.
Is this a new CD collection?
It's pretty new, yeah.
The CD collection is called Tough Woman, the early recordings from 1955 through 1960. So here's Good Rockin' Daddy. And, of course, behind every good rockin' daddy, there's a tough woman. A tough woman like Etta James, who we heard singing Good Rockin' Daddy. This is from the early days of Etta James, and these early recordings are anthologized in Tough Woman. Now, it does seem that it was Johnny Otis who called this group the Peaches and got them a deal with Modern Records. Retitled The Wallflower, Etta's first disc went all the way to number one on the rhythm and blues charts. I'm just reading from the liner notes here. And did not cross over after a typically sanitized version by Georgia Gibbs stole the pop market. But Etta toured the nation and took it by storm. Got another hit out of her tenure at Modern, one called Good Rockin' Daddy, which we just heard here on Oldies 104 Rock House. Guest host Daddy O'Dilly tonight on Rock House. We'll be around till 9 o'clock. And we have groovy Joe Puvi coming up next.
Join me as I prepare a collection of cherished family recipes passed through generations.
Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your favorite tunes of the past. This is Oldies 104, Topeka.
Yes, it is Oldies 104, Topeka. And if we could take just a second to diss one of the local radio stations. You know, I was listening to sports radio, K-Top 1490, because of some of the football that's been going on lately. And, of course, I love Jim Rome. But they've been running some promotional announcements promoting something called a V100 40th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only problem with that is this is 2020.
Yeah.
Okay? 40 years ago, it would have been what year? 1980?
Yeah.
Okay? And what year did V100 start? Something that I know about because I was there when it started?
It was in the 70s.
That would have been the winner of 1978.
Yeah.
The late, great Bill D'Amore was the program director who kick-started V100 from the rubble of a Christian rock station, which was KDVV, and
right,
still is KDVV.
Right.
And out of the ashes of KDVV, I think they call it Love 100 or something like mm-hmm. that, rose the evil specter of rock and roll. And I was there. I helped start it.
That's right.
So I'm mildly annoyed by these. I don't really care about the fact that none of the original guys who were around then get any credit. That doesn't bother me. But what does bother me is it's your own damn station. Get the damn facts straight. If you can't even do that, then just go home. Okay.
They've also been advertising that they're up to 100,000 watts now. I don't know. Yeah, and in commercials on TV, they say now with 100,000 watts. So I don't know what they were broadcasting on before, how many watts before then.
Maybe it was 99,999 watts. Well, they do have... They've got a rocking good tower out there. You can see it from Interstate 70.
Okay.
Out there in Waubonsie County. Yeah. When they got that tower, it made us... I remember when I was working there, we got that tower. And overnight, we went from being a real popular local station to being a real popular regional station. Because
mm-hmm.
with that tower and the height that it's built on, it gets all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah. With FM, which, of course, is... line of sight.
Yeah.
Okay, well, enough about that. I just kind of felt like throwing that out there for some reason. This is just a way of setting the stage. Oh, yeah. I'm already getting dissed on Facebook. Your video contains a clip that belongs to someone else. Are you getting that on your Facebook
line? No, no.
Your video has been partially muted because it may contain music that belongs to someone else.
Yeah.
But you're not getting that?
I have before.
Okay.
But not tonight.
Well, Facebook Live, I mean, if Mark Zuckerberg needs to be paying royalties on Groovy Joe Puvi, by all means. let's put this together for him.
Yeah.
Who was Groovy Joe Puvi?
Well, he was one of the stable of rockabilly and country singers who recorded for H.W. Pappy Daly, who ran the Starday and Dixie record labels out of the Houston area. This was also the record label that put out records by Bill Mack, the guy that you talked about on a previous program.
Yeah, we played one of his cuts.
That's right. Yeah. And Groovy Joe Poovy, he was a piano player, and hence the title of her upcoming song called 10 Long Fingers on 88 Keys.
Another Oldies 104 exclusive, because we're the only radio station that'll play this stuff. Groovy Joe Poovy.
Everybody falls in about a 7 o'clock, and they all on the job is to rock. Ripper, rapper, ripper, rapper, ripping up the keys, pounding 10 long fingers on a 88. Just like Johnny B. Goode, his name is up in the lights, pounding at the dance on a Saturday night. You don't use much of music, just a bass and guitar, but people's coming from near and far. When he plays, make me weak in the knees, pounding 10 long fingers on a 88. Jerry Lee ain't got a thing on his boy, 'cause when he plays he really splits joy. He don't dig the music like he play in a choir. He gets his kicker saying great balls of fire. He kicks the stool back and he gets up on his feet, playing rock and roll music with that crazy beat. No long blonde curls, he got a long hook nose. The gals don't care, they dig the way he shows. Ripper, rapper, ripper, rapper, ripping up the keys, a pounding 10 long fingers on the 88 keys. Jerry Lee ain't got a thing on his boy, 'cause when he plays he really splits joy. He don't dig the music like he play in a choir. He gets his kicker singing great balls of fire. Kicks a stool back and he gets up on his feet, a playing rock and roll music with that crazy beat. No long blonde girls, he got a long nose. The gals don't care, they dig the way that he shows. Ripper, rapper, ripper, rapper, ripping up the keys, a pounding 10 long fingers on the 88.
Sounds like they had some pretty tough musicians in on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Groovy Joe Poovy. Now, there's numerous references to Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis, so one surmises that was probably 1958, 1959, somewhere in there.
I don't have a date on this one. No, I don't, but yeah, we can assume that, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's whatever became of Groovy Joe Poovy. Is that known?
I don't know.
Safe to say he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No,
either.
He's not.
Well, let's just ahead of some more, ahead of James. Let's see what happens if we Google up Groovy Joe Poovy. Well, it comes right up. That's always a good sign when you're on Arnold Joseph Joe Poovy, also often credited on record and stage as Groovy Joe Poovy, an American rockabilly and country singer, also a DJ. Best known record, a big pick to click for Daddy O'Dilly. 10 Long Fingers, recorded in 1958.
There we go.
And you know what? Groovy Joe checked out on my birthday. He died October 6th, 1998. And he only would have been 57.
Mm.
He was born in 1941, so he was really young
when
he recorded 10 Long Fingers.
Yeah.
Don't know what else.
Still a teenager.
Say. Yeah, don't know what else there is to say about old Groovy Joe here. Looks like I'd like to know what radio station he worked for.
There's a lot of talk here about connection and Starday and Dixie Records between Houston and Dallas. So be safe to say that he was in the eastern part of Texas.
I wonder if he ended up in Beaumont working for the same radio station that the Big Bopper worked
for. Oh, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Or the same radio station that Clarence Bonton Garlow worked for. That would be something to research. Yeah. Okay, so R.I.P. Groovy Joe. Poovy. Now we're going to get back into Etta James.
Back to Etta James. We're going to hear a twin spin by Etta James. The first song is called Marketplace, and the second song is called The Pickup. And I'm telling you, the lyrics to both of these songs just about got me all hot and bothered. You know, I mean, you want to talk about songs singing about casual sex, this is it. Not one, but two songs in a row. Now, I don't know about The Marketplace, but The Pickup was recorded in New Orleans at Cosimo Matessa's J&M studio, and you'll hear her conversing back and forth with the saxophone player, who is Harold Batiste.
Okay, so here we go with two in a row from Etta James.
Walking through the marketplace in New Orleans, I saw the man of my dreams. Pair of eyes I couldn't miss. Lips that were begging to be kissed. I went flying out in space. I saw his handsome face, and I found that warm embrace at the marketplace. Took a walk and saw him there. Into my arms he began to dance. That was the start of a big romance. I went flying out in space when I saw his handsome face, and I found that warm embrace at the marketplace. Marketplace. Now that we are married up and settled down, I like sit and think of old New Orleans town, the Mardi Gras and the happy fun. Thankful for the good love of our found. I went flying out in space when I saw his handsome face, and I found that warm embrace at the marketplace. Sit and think of old New Orleans town, the Mardi Gras and the happy fun. Thankful for the good love I found. I went flying out in space when I saw his handsome face, and I found that the warm embrace at the marketplace. Either.
Well, the name of the CD is Tough Woman, and there were some tough players on that track.
Oh, my gosh. We're thinking that might be Earl Palmer doing those rat-tat-tats on the drums.
Yeah. The old days of the Cosimo Matassa studio.
Yep, the J&M studio in New Orleans.
Don't know how she ended up down there.
They sent her at Modern Records. The Bahari brothers sent her there to record.
Okay.
Just to get a different sound.
They did that.
Yeah.
That was very different.
Oh, that was great.
It was awesome. And like a lot of really good music that was recorded back then, it never really got a whole lot of airplay on mainstream radio. In fact, it probably got zero airplay on mainstream radio. But I bet there were probably five stations in New Orleans that were playing the hell out of that one.
Yeah.
As well as other stations throughout the South.
Yeah.
And that was probably Memphis. Big on jukeboxes, too.
Oh, yeah. Big on jukeboxes.
Yeah.
That was back in the days when a lot of barbershops sold records.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And they'd come in plain brown wrappers. Okay. Well, we're going to be kind of bordering on the risque here with our next selection, which is going to be an artist who's actually going to be appearing at this year's Winter Dance Party up there in Clear Lake, Iowa. Before we do that, one request that came in so far tonight, and by the way, if you want to make a request, you can hit me up on my email. You can hit Daddy O'Dilly up on his Facebook Live page.
Yes.
Or you can hit me up on Facebook Messenger, or text me at 785-969-4986. Or for Daddy O'Dilly fans especially, you can call us on the Bill Black phone, an actual rotary dial black phone, which we've named the Bill Black phone for obvious reasons, 785-350-6239. Daddy O'Dilly is standing by, ready to take your calls while we play one for Matt up there in Washington Township, Michigan. It's cold up there, baby. But Smokey Robinson and the Miracles are going to warm you up with Oh Baby Baby.
But in the game,
by request for Matt up there in Michigan, Hope everybody's staying warm up there. Hope you're staying warm wherever you are tonight, listening to Rock House. This is the next selection will not only generate warmth, it will generate considerable heat. And I hope I've got the All Ages album version queued up here, and not the, we'll just have to find out. It's Big Sandy and his Fly Ride Boys, and what can you tell us about Backdoor Dan?
Backdoor Dan, well...
It's from an album, I guess, called Feeling Kind of Lucky?
Yeah, that was their second, third album, I think. And yeah, that's pretty good. But the other version, the X-rated version, is really explicit, I'll tell you that.
Well, we can't get, even though, in theory, I think we could be as explicit as we wanted to be.
Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah.
But we're not going to go there.
Yeah.
We're just not going to.
Yeah.
Maybe we should. Maybe we'd become more popular if we did. But we're not going to, because I know we have people listening who are not quite into it that far.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's Big Sandy and his Fly Ride Boys, and they're all going to be up there at Clear Lake at the Surf Ballroom. And you've been to that place, haven't you?
Yeah. We went to the third annual Buddy Holly tribute concert up there way back in 1981. And just to give you an idea of how long ago that was, performers on stage that night included Nikki Sullivan, Carl Perkins, and Del Shannon, all of whom are gone now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a night that would have been.
Oh, that was fantastic. That was a great weekend.
I'm feeling increasingly lucky that I got up there to see Jack Scott when I did.
Oh, yeah.
Which was 2017.
In time. Yeah.
And that's the first time I'd ever set foot in the Surf Ballroom.
It's a legendary place, and Big Sandy and the Fly Ride Boys are on the schedule to play up there, and I'll get you the dates, exact dates for that here after this record.
Big Sandy and the Fly Ride Boys are made to play at the Surf Ballroom. I wonder if it's the first time they've been up there.
I've never heard of them playing there before.
Yeah.
We
should try to talk to Big Sandy again sometime. So here we go. Backdoor Dan.
Well, all you cats better hide your women and guard your home like a hound. Lock all the windows, all the doors. The man they call Backdoor Dan's in town. Well, Backdoor Dan, he's a ladies' man with a real smooth plan of attack. And before you know, just as you start to go out the front door, brother, he slips in the back. He's a chopper, a real showstopper. All the women sigh when he's around. Back to Danny's back in town. Came to shove, you see all the women love Backdoor Dan, and I figured out his appeal. He's a sensitive guy, not afraid to cry. The women all say they love the way he feels. He's a chopper, a real showstopper. All the women sigh, their hearts all pound. Backdoor Dan is back in town. Stop. All the women sigh when he's around. Backdoor Dan.
Backdoor Dan's back in town.
And yes, that was the clean version, I assure you.
Thank God.
In our next hour, we're going to feature some more music about musicians who are going to be playing at this year's winter dance party at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. So I don't want to get too ahead of our playlist here, but I will say right now that the dates for that are January 30th and through February 1st. So you'll hear more information about that during our 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, so, okay. You know, that's going to coincide with Super Bowl weekend, won't it?
Ah, okay.
When is the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I was thinking the Super Bowl would be on the 2nd of February? Or no, the 3rd of February.
The 3rd of February is when the caucus is taking place in Iowa.
Okay. And that's more important than the Super Bowl?
I kind of think so. No, I think the 3rd is a Monday night.
Okay. The 31st is a Friday. The 1st is a Saturday. Super Bowl Sunday is February 2nd.
There you go.
So, the winter dance party does coincide with the Super Bowl.
So you've got the winter dance party, the Super Bowl, and the caucus. All good people in Iowa need to go to the caucus.
That's, yeah. Yeah, it'd be interesting to be in Iowa this year for the winter dance party.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe do some informal polling about who likely will be emerging triumphant from that.
Be a great place to hand out pamphlets.
Now, I know who you're for.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into that.
Okay.
But tell me, the Big Daddy O'Dilly morning line on who is likely to win the Iowa caucus. I mean, who do you or do you have an opinion about who's really likely to win?
Well, I'm going to go with the latest Des Moines Register poll.
Okay.
Which was released here just a few days. Well, it was just this last Friday.
Okay.
And
what did it say?
It said that Bernie Sanders is ahead of everyone by 3 percentage points.
Move over, Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Here comes the burn.
Yeah.
By how many percentage points?
By 3 percentage points, which is his highest showing in Iowa so far.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so he might be on the ascendancy.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Nationwide.
Okay. Okay. Well, remember, you heard it here first. We're not political, but we do occasionally cover, you know, what you might call current events.
That's right.
Here on oldies104.net, Rockhouse, the unimpeachable source.
That's right.
Of quality, vintage rock and roll music. And we're going to get back into Percy Sledge.
Yeah.
This is such a great set that he has. That you have his.
Oh, yeah, Dark End of the Street and Just Reach Out of Reach of My Two Open Arms.
Dark End of the Street. We will hear first and then Just Out of Reach. Percy Sledge.
At the dark end of the street, that's where at the dark end of the street, you and me. And when the daylight out rolls around and my chairs feel more downtown, if we should meet, just for the dark end of the street.
And once again, it's another Percy Sledge twin spin. That's a triumph.
Oh, my goodness.
Just out of reach of my two empty arms. Man. I love that monologue in the middle. I always loved that in soul songs when they'd kind of stop and start talking.
Do a talking verse in the middle. Oh, yeah. That just kills it. And he would sing the word warm there and stretch it out into about 12 syllables.
You got that.
Just for the word warm. We're reading here about the origins of that song. It says it was written by Virgil Pappy Stewart.
Yes, sir.
And originally recorded by his band, the Stewart Family, in 1951. And I could just imagine what that sounded like. And we're going to have to find that original version on YouTube sometime and listen to that. But it was a minor country hit for Farron Young in 1952. And then Patsy Cline recorded it. But Solomon Burke had just a killer version of it, and that's the version that no doubt informed Percy Sledge's version that we heard here. You know, Solomon Burke really almost predated Ray Charles when it comes to black R&B singers cutting country material.
Right.
You know, the legendary Modern Sounds and Country Music album that Ray Charles put out, well, I think Solomon Burke was already had a few out by then, too.
That's quite possible. And I'd sure like to hear the Patsy Cline version of that.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all kinds of cover versions here. Brenda Lee, Jim Reeves. I imagine Gentleman Jim probably did a nice version of that.
I'm sure he did.
George Jones probably broke down and cried when he recorded it.
Yeah.
1989. Yeah, what a great tune, really. And a wonderful version of it from Percy Sledge. That was recorded in, it says here, in 1967 in Sheffield. And that was one that was produced by Jerry Wexler.
Okay.
And that one had, I've been curious about the identity of the background vocalists in all of his music. And in this case, it was Susan Coleman, Jerry Edelman, Jeannie Green, Mary Halliday, and Donna Thatcher. Just like to get those names out there. Spooner Oldham and Jerry Weaver on piano and organ. And Roger Hawkins on drums. David Hood and Albert Lowe on bass. That was recorded. Wouldn't you have liked to have been there in 67 to see Percy Sledge actually recording that? We've got another selection or two from Percy coming up, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
You ready for another rockabilly blast?
At this time, we're going to go back into rockabilly. And we're going to hear once again from
Link Davis and the crazy guy that smoked a lot of weed from Louisiana. This tune is called 16 Chicks.
As opposed to Bill Haley and the Comets, 13 Women?
And only one man in town, right. This is 16 Chicks.
Okay, well, let's see how hallucinatory this is. Link Davis.
I got 16 chicks sitting in a tree. One turned around and took a look at me. Hey, hey, little chick, tell me what's on your mind. You got me walking and talking and laughing just to keep from crying. I knew someday that the tide would turn. We all got a lesson that we gotta learn. Hey, hey, little chick, tell me what's on your mind. You got me walking and talking and laughing just to keep from crying.
I guess the truth was he only had four chicks, but all that pot he was smoking made him see quadruple.
That's right.
The immortal Link Davis. Only on Rock House will you hear Link Davis. 16 chicks. Which reminded me of 13 women a lot.
Right. Which we played on this show here a few months ago.
That was not uncommon in those days. People would get inspired by someone else's song, and they wouldn't exactly do a cover version. They'd do an almost version.
They would further explore the theme.
There you go. Why stop at 13, in other words? Yes. Why stop at 13 when you can go to 16? Now we're going to get back into Percy.
Yeah, this is our final set for Percy Sledge tonight. This one's called Cover Me, which is a very romantic tune. And then another one that I think was just one of his very, very best songs, and it charted really well, too. The one that's called Take Time to Know Her.
I came home from work a little early one night.
Yeah.
Just when I thought everything was going to be all right.
That's right.
We're going to hear that, as only Percy Sledge could say it, in just a couple of moments here. Right now, it's time for Cover Me. Once again, it's time for one more Percy Sledge Twin Spin.
I found a woman I felt I truly loved. She was everything I'd ever been dreaming of, but she was bad, I didn't know it. Her pretty smile never did show it. All I knew is what I could see, and I knew
wanted her for me. I took her home to Mama. Mama wanted to see my future bride. Oh, she looked at us both. And then she called me to her side. She said, son, take time to know her. It's not an overnight plan. Take time to know her. Please don't rush into this thing. But I didn't listen to Mama. I went straight to the church. I just couldn't wait to have a little girl of mine. When I got off from work, the preacher was there. So was my future bride. He looked at us both and then he called me to his side. He said, son, take time to know her. It's not an overnight plan. You better take time to know her. Please, please don't rush into this thing.
Well, it looked like everything was gonna turn out all right. And then I came home a little early one night.
And there she was, kissing on another man.
But I know what Mama meant when she took me by the hand and said, son,
take time, son. It's not an overnight plan. Take time.
Should have listened to his mama.
Oh, yeah.
But he did not.
Yep.
And look what happened.
Yep.
Now, that was Percy's probably last chart triumph.
Mm-hmm.
Got up into the top 10, Rhythm and Blues, number 11
yeah.
on the pop charts. And sadly, there's not a whole lot of information about the recording of that one. They say recording location unknown from February of 1968. So it would have actually been almost exactly, what, 52 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That he was in the studio.
You speculated that that one was possibly recorded at the Fame studio.
It sure sounds like really those does. Muscle Shoals guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a tight record.
That really is. You know? Yeah. I mean, you know, the problem I had with this four CD set was deciding what to leave out.
I know.
You know, it was really, really hard narrowing it down to just these tracks. But that concludes the tracks that I've selected from the Percy Sledge collection here. Now, I would point out one thing. It says in the liner notes that when they recorded When a Man Loves a Woman, they sent the tape to Jerry Wexler at Atlantic Records in New York. And he says, yeah, this is great. But the problem is, at the fade-out, that one trumpet player, he's out of tune. He's out of tune. Now, what I want you to do is get everybody back in the studio and record that song again and put a little emphasis on some of those horns and get him to play a clean fade-out at the end. So they did. They got everybody back in the studio. They re-recorded the song, listened to it, and they go, no, this is just too sterile. So they sent the original tape back to Jerry Wexler at Atlantic. He didn't pay any attention to it. He grabbed it. He put it out. And here it is with the sour trumpet at the end. The record's racing up the chart. And so he calls Quinn Ivey on the phone and says, so now aren't you glad you re-recorded that? And he chuckled and he says, Jerry, it just came out sounding too sterile. I sent you the original tape back. That's what you put out.
All right.
So what could Jerry Wexler do then except have a laugh and keep counting his money, you know?
Suck it, Jerry.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, I'm gonna go back and get my Sweet Soul Music book with Peter Goralnik and see if we can find out some more about the session that produced Take Time to Know Her.
Yeah.
Because that's just a masterpiece, what can you say?
It really is.
And we'll go to, let's see, which one is CD number? I'm having trouble Oh, I see why I'm having trouble. Gotta get up number four here. Let's see. How are they doing this? I'm lost in the CD's box set.
Oh, well, the
that what was, are we doing next? I don't have anything ready.
Okay, now we're ready to go into the winter dance party stuff.
Okay.
Then you want to put Sonny West into the CD player, and we'll proceed on that. And while you're queuing that up, I'll mention that the winter dance party for 2020 is the 41st annual tribute concert in memory of Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. And just to give you an idea where that is, it's about 8 miles east of Mason City, and I-35 runs right up between the two. If you want to go online to winterdanceparty.surfballroom.com, you can get all the information. And there's a pretty good lineup of entertainment this year, and I've got that printed out here.
Why don't you run it down for us?
Yeah, we're going to do that here. Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives. They are just absolutely fantastic. You want to hear a really good country band, they're going to be a headline attraction there on Saturday night. Our good friend Deke Dickerson has played as a warm-up act for many concerts for Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives. Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys, who we've played already tonight or on Saturday night. Albert Lee, he was the lead guitar player for the Everly Brothers throughout the 70s and 80s. He's going to be there. And there's going to be appearances by, get this, Narvel Feltz. He's still at it, and he's going to be at the winter dance party. And also Sonny West. Sonny West is another West Texas rockabilly, and he's the guy who wrote the songs Rave On and Oh Boy for Buddy Holly and the Crickets. And we're going to hear his original versions here in just a few minutes. Now, the Friday night show is probably not quite as interesting. Bowser's Rockin' Doo-Wop Sock Hop, featuring Bowser and the Stingrays.
Don't underestimate the Bowser.
That's right.
You might regret it.
That's right. But he is going to have an original Comet there. Joey Ambrose from Bill Haley and the Comets
really?
Will be joining them. Thursday night, the Kingsmen. Oh, what would the Kingsmen be these days? I know.
Who could that possibly be?
I know. Joey D, Little Peggy March.
Now, Joey D, that would be interesting.
Yeah. And Austin Alsop. This is the son of Tommy Alsop, who played guitar on a lot of later records by Buddy Holly.
He was up there in 2017.
Okay. Yeah. He was. Yeah.
Now, what night is Joey D?
That is Friday night. No, Thursday night.
Man, yeah. I'll tell you what, it gets cold up there.
Yeah, oh
it's
boy.
It's going to be cold up there.
When we were up there, it was 6 below that night.
Yeah,
you
when I was up there, I think it was 4 above.
Yeah. They also have a guided tour of the cornfield where the airplane crashed, where Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, the Big Bopper, and pilot Roger Peterson perished. And did I pop a P on that one? Interesting thing.
You can do that.
Four really young men. Three of them were married with pregnant wives at home. Now, isn't that tragic? Roger Peterson, the pilot, the Big Bopper, and Buddy Holly, they all had pregnant wives at home. That's a bitch. That really is.
That is.
Now, another feature that's been going on for several years up there at the winter dance party is the Richie Valens Family Luncheon. Every year, Richie Valens' family, his relatives, are there, and they host a luncheon for Richie Valens fans, and I guess that's quite a big deal. You remember Richie's family members who were portrayed in the movie La Bamba?
Right.
You know, they're all there. Remember Bob Morales, his half-brother who was portrayed in the movie La Bamba? He's there every year, too.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember when MTV was doing a promotion for the release of the movie La Bamba, they were talking to Bob Morales, and they says, gosh, Bob, this movie really portrays you as a badass. How do you think about that?
Yeah.
And his response was, truly, the movie was kind to me. You know,
the movie was kind.
Yeah, he says, they should have locked me up and put me in jail a long time ago, but here I stand, you know.
Well, you know, that cornfield tour you're talking about.
Yeah.
You got to be dressed for that one.
Oh, yes.
Bob Kosky and I started to take our own self-directed cornfield walk.
Okay.
And we there's a place where you see a big pair of glasses.
Right.
Can't miss the cornfield.
Yeah.
And we started to take the walk, and about 20 paces into it, we looked at each other and said, you know what? This is cold.
Yeah.
And if we do this whole thing, we're going to be so cold, we may have do some damage here.
Yeah.
So we just went back we went back to the car. I'd like to go up there sometime when it's not quite so cold and do the walk.
Well, Iowa goes under a drastic transformation every year. In the wintertime, you can see forever. But yes. in the summer, down any highway, there's this 12-foot wall
right,
on both sides of corn stalks, and it's like a forest. Quite a transformation up there.
And up there, you are just almost in Minnesota.
Minnesota almost,
it's cold.
Yeah. Well, one of the people...
But you know what? Clear Lake itself is a really cool town.
It really is. It really is. It's kind of a step back in time. It really is.
Yeah. It's just a very nice place.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's get some music now. Sonny West is going to be there. We're going to play three tracks by him. Rock Ula Baby, All My Love, which morphed into Oh Boy, and then Rave On. Now, Rave On was actually Sonny West's version, was released on the Atlantic label. And Jerry Wexler actually flew to Clovis to hobnob with Norman Petty to arrange for the release of a few records that Norman had recorded, and that included Sonny West's version of Rave On, which at this point had already been recorded by Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Okay. So here we go with a Sonny West triple ripple.
Well, when Ruby comes along just to give the town a whirl, all the guys are saying, there's the rockin' girl. Rock, Cola, Ruby, rock away my blues. Rock, Cola, Ruby, rock away my blues. Give me that feeling I don't wanna never lose. Well, when Ruby plays the jukebox at the record pop, that's the cue for all the cats to do the crazy pop. Rock, Cola, Ruby, rock away my blues. Rock, Cola, Ruby, rock away my blues. Give me that feeling I don't wanna never lose. You get a crazy feeling way down in your soul. Rock, Cola, Ruby, rock away my blues. Rock, Cola, Ruby, rock away my blues. Give me that feeling I don't wanna never lose. Rock away my blues. Rock, Cola, Ruby, rock away my blues. Yeah, rock, Cola, Ruby, rock away my blues. Give me that feeling I don't wanna never lose. Well, shake, rattle, roll, rock, Cola. 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 Womp, 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 womp.
And we're continuing with a Sonny West triple ripple. Here's the second part of a Sonny West trifecta.
All my love, all my kissing, you're gonna see what you've been missing. Oh boy, when you're with me, oh boy, the world will see that you were made for me. All my life waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating. Oh boy, when you're with me, oh boy, the world will see that you were made for me. Oh, can't you hear my poor heart calling? Stars appear and shadows fall. A little bit of love makes everything right. I'm gonna have some fun tonight. All of my love, all of my kisses, you're gonna see what you've been missing. Oh boy, you were made for me.
And now the Sonny Curtis, Sonny West version, the original version of Rave On.
The little things you say and do, they make me wanna be with you. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Rave on. Well, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Rave on. Well, rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling. I'm so glad that you're revealing your love for me. Rave on, rave on, and tell me, not to be lonely. Tell me you love me only. Rave on to me. Got me reeling, I'm so glad that you're revealing your love for me. Rave on and tell me, not to be lonely. Tell me you love me only, rave on to me. Well, rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling. I'm so glad that you're revealing your love for me. Rave on and tell me, not to be lonely. Tell me you love me only. Rave on. Rave on, rave on.
Another Oldies 104 Rock House exclusive. From the Daddy O'Dilly Files, Sonny West, on his way to Clear Lake, Iowa, and the Surf Ballroom. He will be there what night?
He will be there on Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's Saturday night material.
Yeah. Okay. And one final comment about Sonny West. We had just barely gotten home from the Ponderosa Stomp back in 2006 in Memphis, Tennessee, when we found out that Sonny West was going to be performing in Leavenworth, Kansas. And turns out he performed in an old movie theater there, which was used for theatrical productions now. Two big old Altec speakers in there, like the original movie theater speakers. Just beautiful. So here was Sonny West and with a backup band from Kansas City, and there was hardly anybody there. I doubt there was 25 people out in the audience. And
oh, no.
Yeah, it was really, it was supposed to be recorded and released on a DVD, which never happened. And I really think Sonny West was pretty disappointed with the whole thing. But he did autograph and sold this CD for me after the show, but I just kind of felt sorry for him.
You feel so bad for the performer.
Yeah.
And you never know whether it was just a lack of promotion or what might have happened.
Yeah.
For something to go that way. Yeah. Well, at least he finished the show.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
And I had the opportunity to see a legendary 1950s West Texas rockabilly in the flesh.
Absolutely. Well, I bet he was. I bet it was okay to meet him.
It really was, yeah.
Okay. Well, now here's something. Before we move on to Narvel Feltz and more Big Sandy and more Winter Dance Party, here's a guy who sounds a lot like Buddy Holly. And he was, at some point, a member of the Crickets, David Box.
Please don't tell. No, 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 don't say what I told you so. I just had a rumor from a friend. I don't say that it's true, I'll just leave that up to you. If you don't believe, I understand. You recall a girl that's been in nearly every song. This is what I heard. Of course could be wrong. She's a one, I've been told. Though she's ran a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Oh. This is what I heard, of course. Story can't be wrong. She's the one I've been told. Told she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago. Oh. Peggy Sue got married not long ago.
It's David Box, who... You're not going to believe this. Maybe you've heard this story before. David died on October 23rd, 1964. He was influenced by fellow Texan Buddy Holly. He was born in Sulphur Springs, Texas, in 1943, and spent a lot of time in Lubbock. I think your Lubbock friend probably knows about David Box. But this is something I was not aware of until I looked this up on Wikipedia. Now, he'd worked, he was in the Crickets for a little while. He also worked with Roy Orbison. And the guy really had a great voice. You didn't hear it that... He sounded a lot like Buddy Holly.
Mm, a lot.
But he could do other... last week, I played his version of the Hank Williams tune, No One Will Ever Know, which Roy Orbison, of course, has an awesome version of that. And anyway, in 1964, David Box and two of his friends abducted a guy named Bill Daniel, who was an airplane pilot. And said this was a playful thing, but they were all going to a college class somewhere. Said, hey, let's get in the plane and go flying, which they did. And it was the last flight any of them ever took, as the plane was found later crashed in a field in the Houston area. Can you believe that?
Mm.
I mean, what an odd bit
of
synchronicity.
Yeah.
Here's a guy doing Buddy Holly who dies in a plane crash.
Yeah. And just 5 years after, too, you know,
yeah.
while the memory was still fresh, you know.
And what's even, I guess, more sad about it is that the Buddy Holly plane crash was related to some personal necessity on the part of the performers who got in the plane.
Yeah, they had to be somewhere.
They had to be somewhere. It was cold. The heater on the bus had quit working. So... They just really needed to get in a plane and go on to the next destination, which was, what, Fargo?
Yeah, Fargo-Moorhead, yeah.
Yeah. So, but in this case, this was just a big kind of a collegiate doofus prank sort of thing. Like, hey, let's go for an airplane ride. Get us some beer, you know.
Yeah.
Take the plane up for a ride. Yeah. So, very sad. No telling what David Box could have done. As a performer, had he not died so young. Okay, so there's David Box, and now we're going to move on to Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys.
Yep, another one by Big Sandy. This was an early EP they put out. Great tune called Jake's Barbershop, and while we're playing that, we'll cue up some Narvel Feltz, who also will be performing Saturday night at the Surf Ballroom.
Stand by for a Narvel Feltz bonus music jam.
Well, that's a 33, huh?
You said it was an EP. Guess who did not hear that?
Well, 33, I mean, EPs usually play at 45. You
right.
Know?
This is like the Deke Dickerson, Nikki Hill EP.
Ah.
That I've started at the wrong speed, not once, but several times. Thinking it's got a big hole in the middle. It plays at 45.
Yeah.
Rongo. It plays at 33. So now let's play this at the right speed.
Place to stop is down at Jake's Barbershop. go for the cats I know. The best barber shop here in town. He does ducktails, flat top, parted on the side, Marino style, but he ain't tried. The place to stop is down in Jake's barber shop.
I'm predicting that once those folks up in Clear Lake get to listen to Big Sandy, they'll want him back.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he's been in Iowa before, but...
This might be his first time at the Surf Ballroom, and it certainly won't be his last.
I know that. Yeah. Right.
Want to say hi to Patty Kane, who I believe is still here in Topeka, aren't you, Patty? And Bill Brown, who is also here in Topeka. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Now we're going to get into, now this is an interesting interesting selection you just handed me here. Narvel Phelps on Mercury.
Yeah.
1958.
Yeah, Narvel was on Mercury and some other labels in the 1950s, but he really caught on the country charts throughout the 1970s and 80s. He says he had 40 records that charted on the country charts, and
yeah.
a lot of his hits on the country charts were like somewhat countrified versions of R&B hits.
Mid-70s.
Yeah.
Like, Reconsider.
Yeah.
Reconsider Me.
And Jackie Wilson tune. Yeah, he did one of those too. But now, one time, Narvel Phelps played here in Topeka. You may remember in the 90s, that movie theater out on Topeka Avenue, which is for years has been the Wild Horse Saloon,
right,
was for less than a year the Capital City Opry. And it was run.
That's right.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And it was run by a country band out of Osage City. And I says, this isn't going to last. It's too good.
Yeah.
This is too good to last. And there I saw Narvel Phelps. I saw Hank Thompson. I saw Kitty Wells and Johnny Wright play there.
No way.
I swear to God, that was the most amazing show. And I could have seen Johnny Paycheck there too, but I missed that one. And I says, this is just too good to be happening.
And you were right.
And I was right. But Narvel Phelps, for years there in the 80s and 90s, he had his son Bubba playing drums for him, and Bubba was killed in a pickup truck wreck down in southeastern Missouri where they live. And this was the first show that Narvel played after they buried his son.
Oh, no.
And that Osage City Country Group played a fantastic backup for Narvel. They did the most kick-ass version of Great Balls of Fire that I've ever seen performed live on stage. It was absolutely amazing.
Guys like that will surprise you sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. But what we're going to do is just play one track here that Narvel did in the 1950s, and it's called Cutie Baby, and I'll tell you the date of its recording after it's done.
Now, wait, this is Cutie Baby, number 10?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you shot?
Oh, 1959 is when it was recorded.
Okay. Yeah, you're sure we got the right one here? Okay.
Yep.
That's what it says. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Cutie, baby, with your cutie ways. If I kiss you, will it be okay? Because I'm thinking of you night and day. Oh, cutie, baby. Cutie, baby, in your cutie clothes. Hey, you're the mostest from your head to toes. You're the idol of all the foes. Oh, beauty, baby. More and more, I need more loving, baby. Love is a game that's got my heart aflame. You send me, baby. Let me take you on a date tonight. All times are wasting and I'm feeling right. To hug and kiss you and I hold you tight. Oh, beauty, baby.
It's Narvel Feltz.
That's a pretty doggone good track. This song, believe it or not, Marshall, was recorded at the Royal Studio in Memphis.
Yeah?
Yes, the Royal Studio, where High Records recorded so many of their tunes. It was Narvel Feltz on vocal and guitar. The lead guitar was Leon Barnett, J.W. Grubbs on bass, Bob Taylor on drums, and Jerry Tuttle on piano. Cutie Baby, an original tune written by Narvel Feltz, and it was released on the Pink label in 1959.
The Pink label?
Pink. Yeah, one of Narvel's early songs was called Pink and Black.
I see. Because on this CD, it has a reproduction of a Mercury record label.
Yeah.
Rocket Ride from 1958. January 2nd, 1958.
Yeah, but okay. That's just one taste of Narvel Feltz, who I think is a really amazing singer and entertainer. He really knows his stuff.
Now, is that going to be a Friday night thing or a Saturday? What night is he?
Narvel is on Saturday night also. Saturday is definitely the night to be there.
Well, since we got a little bit of time on our hands, why don't we go ahead and run down that schedule one more time,
okay,
if you have it handy,
okay,
for the Winter Dance Party 2020 Surf Ballroom, Clear Lake, Iowa, starting, what, January 30th?
Yeah, and remember, this is the same place where Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper played their final concert.
Their last show.
Before they crashed in an airplane just, you know, less than 10 miles from the airport where they took off. But Thursday night, it's the Kingsmen, Joey D., Little Peggy March, and Austin Alsup, the son of Tommy Alsup. Friday night is Bowser's Rockin' Doo-Wop Sock Hop, featuring Bowser and the Stingrays, Rocky and the Rollers, with special guest Johnny Contardo, formerly of Sha-na-na, and an original member of Bill Haley's Comets, Joey Ambrose. The big show Saturday night features Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives, heartily endorsed by our friend Dick Dickerson, Big Sandy and the Flyright Boys, whom we've heard several times tonight, Albert Lee, formerly lead guitar player for the Everly Brothers, Head Cat 13, with special appearances by Narvel Feltz, Linda Gale Lewis, the sister of Jerry Lee Lewis, and Sonny West. So that's really a pretty good lineup, especially Saturday night at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, and you can go to winterdanceparty.surfballroom.com and get all this information that I printed out.
So today is the 15th.
Yeah.
We are 15 days away from Winter Dance Party 2020.
Yeah, January 30th through February 1st. And you can get a 3-day pass for all of the events.
And what we're going to do now without interruption is do a, basically this will be a tribute to the original Winter Dance Party of 1959, starting with a radio promo for the Big Bopper, right?
And before we play that, I want to say this CD is called The Winter Dance Party, which came out a year ago to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the...
Of course.
And this came out on the Bear Family record label. And this CD by itself just plays like a documentary because it starts off with Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens doing radio promos for the tour and then examples of their records. And also even Frankie Sardo and Dion and the Belmonts, who were also on that same tour. They're on this CD as well. And then as you get near the end, then you hear the newscasts that were recorded off the radio about the crash of the plane. So this is quite an amazing CD. But believe it or not, next month they're coming out with a second volume in this series, the Winter Dance Party 1959 Volume 2, which is going to prominently feature the singers who filled in for Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. And I've heard the samples off that CD, and there's a surprising amount of good music on that one, so I'm planning on getting it too when it comes out next month. But what we're going to play for you here tonight, we're going to start off with the Big Bopper and then Buddy Holly and Richie Valens doing radio promos for their tour, and you can hear some of their musical hits that they had out at the time.
Hi, gang, this is the Big Bopper, and I'll be on your winter dance party coming your way real soon. We'll be swinging and singing and looking forward to saying hello, baby, to all of you in person.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want... Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Hi, this is Buddy Holly. The Crickets and I are really happy to be coming your way on the Winter Dance Party. We certainly hope to see all our old friends and be making some new ones, too. Also, I hope you like my latest choral release, Heartbeat. See you soon.
Heartbeat, why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Heartbeat, why does a love kiss stay in my memory? Little pat, I know it. that new love thrills me. I know that true love will be heartbeat. Why do you miss when my baby kisses me? Why do you skip when my baby's lips meet mine? Heartbeat, why do you flip, then give me a skip beat sign? Fiddle it at and sing to me love story. Why do you miss when my baby kisses me?
Hi, everybody. This is Richie Valens. I will be on the Winter Dance Party coming your way very shortly. I will be having a ball singing for you, and I hope to see you all real soon. By the way, hope you have been hearing a lot of my latest Delphi release, La Bamba and Donna.
wah, 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 wah.
When you're with me,
wah, wah,
I'm sure you're always true.
Na, 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 na.
When I'm away,
wah, wah,
I wonder what you do.
Na, 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 na.
I wonder why,
wah,
I'm
wah,
sure you're always true.
On that reverential note, we will conclude this evening's edition of Rockouts. You know, it is appropriate that we end with I Wonder Why,
yeah,
because many of us are still wondering why it had to happen.
Yep, and that Dion and the Belmonts were part of that tour as well.
They were on the Winter Dance Tour.
Yes, they
Winter
were.
Winter Dance Party Tour.
Yeah.
Who were some of the other groups on that? Do you know right off the
end? Yeah, there was... a guy named Frankie Sardo, and his record is on this CD as well. And actually, his tune here, let's see, which one? Not Classroom, but this other one. Yeah, Fake Out. That's pretty good. But, yeah, that was it. That was the tour.
Okay.
And then several people filled in after the plane crash, and they're featured on Volume 2 of this CD, which is coming out as our listener in Michigan phoned
in. Our Michigan correspondent, Bob Kosky,
says that the release date on that one is actually within a week from now.
He technically is not just the Michigan correspondent. He is also the Melodies and Memories correspondent, as well as the Hamtramck correspondent.
Ah.
So the ever-expanding reach of Rockhouse is deep into the Detroit biosphere.
Yeah.
there was a movie I wanted to mention. If you haven't seen it, and I don't know if they're showing it again this year up there at the dance party, The Real Buddy Holly Story.
Oh, the documentary that Paul McCartney produced.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
When McCartney saw the movie... The Buddy Holly story, his reaction was, that's not the Buddy Holly story. And of course, it was a dramatization, and a lot of people went to the movie and enjoyed it. But McCartney very meticulously reconstructed the actual Buddy Holly story,
mm-hmm.
which, among other things, talked about how they would leave Lubbock to go record in Clovis, and because Clovis was in a different time zone, they'd actually get to Clovis before they left Lubbock,
yeah,
which was kind of cool.
Because the state line was the line between the central and mountain time zones.
Yeah. They well, all go ahead.
My opinion about that is that when it comes to biopics, I don't expect them to be really factually accurate or complete,
right?
Because few people's actual lives would transfer into a well-balanced screenplay. So if you want to... have some artistic license there, I'm okay with that. If you really want to know the life story about someone famous, then perhaps a well-made documentary or a well-written biography is in order. But I was really quite okay with the Buddy Holly story with Gary Busey in it. Millions of people learned about Buddy Holly for the first time as a result of that movie, which was a very big hit at the time.
I enjoyed it immensely.
It earned Gary Busey an Oscar nomination, too.
Well, and not to dwell on something we were talking about earlier, but I distinctly remember how when the movie came out, it was pretty close to the anniversary of the plane crash,
mm-hmm.
at least as the movie was played here in Topeka.
Yeah.
And I had just started at V100
mm-hmm.
in the winter of 78-79, and Bill D'Amore, the program director at V100, was from Lubbock,
mm.
and he knew all kinds of people there. So we ended up talking to a couple of actual Lubbockians who knew Buddy Holly.
Okay.
And it was great.
Yeah.
We did a nice Buddy Holly tribute show. And again...
I heard that. Yeah.
This was in early February of 1979.
Mm-hmm.
the first actual year that V100 was broadcasting. So, yeah, hope everybody had a good time listening tonight. We sure had a good time having Daddy O'Dilly co-hosting the
show. I put a lot of work into these playlists, and by golly, when we get in here and play them, it sounds pretty good sometimes.
It sure does, yeah.
Glad to be here. Really appreciate you having me on, Marshall.
And coming up in February, Daddy O'Dilly returns with our Black History Month Maxwell Davis special. We've made that decision.
Yep.
And
can be done.
It's going to be happening in February, probably fairly close to Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Whenever we can get it together. And be sure to bring back your Percy Sledge CD, because we ain't done with Percy. On the other hand, we are done with tonight. So, until next week, don't forget to pray, shake a hand every day, and remember, everybody needs somebody to love, and you might be that somebody.